I'm going to upload, because I got the internet connection upstairs with some friends who moved in here before me, who I met in Tallinn and exchanged numbers with and stuff. They came here from Russia, and they can live here because the husband has a grandfather from a European Union country. And so it's like me, you know. Some people live in Estonia because they have EU passports. And I'm Australian, and I live here with an EU passport, and he's Russian, and his family are Russian, but his grandfather was the country's Bulgarian. So they can live here too. So anyway, they're letting me use their Wi-Fi, and they're being nice to me. They have children, and the daughter actually plays the trumpet, which is probably my dream instrument if I can ever get access to one and a place to practice it. But anyway, it's talking about sound, trumpets. I always feel trumpet, the Tijuana brass, the brass sound, to be the purest sound. Even though listening to some Japanese music, also find that very appealing. But if you're familiar with any of my work, especially my audio engineering reference guide, you'll see I've got this really big, I make a really big point about how I cringe every time I hear the word sound wave. It's like I used to cringe every time I heard the word cause or effect. And you have to read my books and understand why, what I'm talking about. But I just want to correct one thing in the video I'm going to upload from Tellinger, because he's done an updated video with some things in it which weren't in his previous videos and which are interesting. Does he cover it? No. And I may try to upload some pictures of the pyramid in the Antarctic that they discovered apparently in 2016. And it really looks like an eight-sided pyramid, like at Giza, only it's 2 kilometer by 2 kilometer square. So I'm getting access to the internet again, and it's as before, it's taking a long time. It's inconvenient because I have to run around and stand out in the cold. And again, I'm standing in the cold stairwell. It's not so cold here, luckily, as cold, and I'm wearing warmer clothing. So I'm getting access to the internet, which anyone is free to sponsor me to have myself in my flat. But because of that, I have access to information that's new to me, and I can update things. And one thing I want to say, Tellinger has taken some of my language, but he doesn't seem to have taken anything I've written to heart if he's come across it. If he's been exposed to my work at all, I don't think he's taken it to heart, because he still fixates on the idea of sound. And he keeps talking, using the word sound waves. The only place that I know of where vibrational energy, where pulses of energy are represented, remember that word representation. If you're familiar with my work, you'll see how very absolutely important it is that you understand what the term representation system refers to and what representation means. The only place that you'll experience what people talk about as sound waves is in fluid dynamics. Energy pulses are transmitted through fluids in what we think of as waves, where you can see the amplitude or the strength of the pulse in the height of the wave that's flowing through the fluid. Remember, we render in two dimensions. In the visual representation system, we render energy pulses between 20 times a second and 20,000 times a second. We render these energy pulses in two dimensions in the visual representation system by graphing amplitude, the amount of energy over time of the pulse. Each individual pulse has a peak and a trough. As each individual pulse starts from nothing, reaches its maximum energy expansion, its maximum amplitude, it realizes its potential in the maxima, and then falls back to the minima. And if someone gave me the software and I learned how to use it, I'll just show you in real time what I'm talking about. But any oscilloscope merely graphs in real time. And I spent a lot of time in my book on audio engineering trying to get wrap my head around this. This didn't come intuitively. It actually came counterintuitively. So please never, never, never talk about sound waves. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. It's just totally obfuscating. And so, but Tellison still does this, and he still conflates everything with sound. Sound is just energy pulses that repeat between 20 times a second and 20,000 times a second. And these are what our ears are sensitive to. And this is what our audio centers in our brain render as what we call sound. Yeah? Energy pulses that repeat between 20 times a second and 20,000 times a second. Actually, more likely between something like, 30 times a second and 16,000 times a second. But in a perfectly healthy person with perfect hearing, it's any pulse, energy pulse in the atmosphere that repeats between 20 and 20,000 times a second will be rendered by your brain as sound. Energy pulses that repeat much, much, much faster are rendered by your brain as light. Your eyes are tuned into them. I won't go into that because I've made so many videos, I've written so much, and it takes so much time to repeat. But the reason I'm making this particular video about this subject is Tellinger makes, I don't understand why, but because of his fixation with sound, I think, you never become fixated with anything. The law brings death. It's idolization, fixation, ossification, yeah, turning things to stone. But he talks about, he gets confused maybe just during the presentation, I don't know, but the reason they need the ether is the opposite of the reason he said. Yeah? The particles do not require a medium. Particles can travel through a vacuum. Yeah? Whereas transmission of energy without a particle requires a medium, which requires the ether. So I'm just correcting something in an otherwise real, I'm really glad that he's making new videos and updating things because he's added new material. I've uploaded some of his older videos. I criticize him, of course, which is out of great respect. And I'm trying to correct him and I'm trying to ease him away from his fixation because it just sounds trendy and easy and comforting and whatever, talk about sound as if everything's sound, you know. In the beginning was the word was God, you know. But what we're talking about is a disturbance in a field. Everything electrical, everything real that we experience is a disturbance in a field. And what we call sound is a disturbance in the atmosphere. And a disturbance that repeats between 20 and 20,000 times a second. Energy pulse in the atmosphere. And when anything below that repeats less than 20 times a second, or anything, any energy pulse that repeats more than 20,000 times a second, won't be heard because your brain will not render it and your ears are not attuned to it. Yes? So light is a higher pulse rate. And frequency just refers to the rate at which a pulse repeats. Yeah? The moment I would so avoid showing anyone the two-dimensional rendering of amplitude over time until I'd fully explained everything else, because it's so obfuscating and your brain latches onto it. It seems like a simple way, something to comprehend it and understand it, but it doesn't do that. It obfuscates. And Tellison is really good because he keeps reminding us that the way we look at things, that there's an agenda, there's a reason. You can talk about a conspiracy and a deliberate agenda to mislead us and obfuscate. Or it can also be accidental. It doesn't matter which one it is. But the moment you fixate on this term, sound waves, I think you're going down the wrong path to confusion. You have to think of energy pulses. Frequency is the rate at which the energy pulse repeats. And this diagram people keep showing you, which you see in water, When you drop a pebble in the water, the energy transferred, the kinetic energy is transferred from the stone to the water. And the amplitude, the strength of the energy, the amount of energy is represented visually in the height of the waves produced. And how many waves are produced per second is the frequency. This is how many, if you keep dropping stones in the water at a certain rate, that will show up in the number of physical waves in the water per second. Yeah? And the height of the waves will be determined by how large the stone was and from how high it was dropped. That will be the energy, the kinetic energy that's being represented in the waves, because it's being transferred through the fluid. But the only time in which this idea of a sound wave, and in which case it's not a sound wave, because it's a visual thing I'm talking about here, the sound travels through water at a different rate through air. That's another thing I get into. And anyway, so we're talking about the sound wave, the wavelength of certain things is so totally misleading, because you must always give a reference for what the medium is. Anyway, I've got to stop. The camera's going to stop. Okay, ciao for now.